Jangan lewatkan yang satu ini. Info film dari VOA Washington bersama Utami Husin.
Dolores is an icon. She's not afraid to speak truth to power.
Dolores Huerta, who is an old friend of mine.
Pada tahun 1950-an, Dolores Huerta bersuara mengenai dicabutnya hak pilih warga Latino di Amerika.
After I had seen the miserable conditions of farm workers, Cesar Chavez said we have to organize a union.
Aktivis ini kemudian bergabung dengan tokoh buruh Amerika, Cesar Chavez, untuk mengorganisir Asosiasi Pekerja Pertanian Nasional di California.
We had benefits. We had a life insurance plan. We had an office. We started a credit union. The first farm worker credit union in the history of the United States of America, where people could get loans. We had a cooperative store, we did services, we did immigration work, we did their income taxes. We had like a 5-year plan to have a national strike in the Central Valley because we wanted all of the growers to negotiate together.
It was beyond question the largest gathering on behalf of farm workers in California history.
I wish they'd all go back to where they came from. We had no labor trouble.
Huerta juga membantu mengubah registrasi pemilih di California, yang mendorong kedatangan pemilih dalam jumlah jauh lebih banyak di negara bagian tersebut. Huerta mengatakan, film Dolores menggarisbawahi pentingnya aktivisme sosial di Amerika Serikat.
I believe a lot of the issues that we have in the United States right now because people do not know the contributions of people of color, that indigenous Native Americans were the first slaves, that African slaves built the White House and the Congress, that it was the people from Mexico and the people from Asia that built the infrastructure of our country.
Sayangnya, kata sutradara Peter Brad, banyak warga Amerika tidak tahu bagian sejarah mereka ini.
Stories like Dolores's oftentimes get marginalized, and even Dolores is kind of painted as a foreigner, you know. Dolores is, she's as American as apple pie or chips and salsa, you know what I mean? And her story is an American story, and it should be told.
Yes, we can.
Dolores Huerta juga orang di belakang slogan terkenal Obama, Ya, Kita Bisa.
We were organizing in Arizona, and when I met with some of the professional Latinos, they told me in Spanish.
Dolores mengatakan ketika sedang mengadakan persiapan di Arizona, ia bertemu beberapa Latino profesional dan mengatakan dalam bahasa Spanyol bahwa di California mereka dapat melakukan semua itu. Di Arizona, no se puede, kita tidak bisa. Dan jawabannya kepada mereka adalah si se puede, ya kita bisa. Pada tahun 2012, Dolores Huerta diberi penghargaan tertinggi untuk warga sipil, Presidential Medal of Freedom. Kini pada usia 87 tahun, ia masih melanjutkan pengabdiannya pada masyarakat melalui Yayasan Dolores Huerta. Demikian info kali ini, saya Utami Husin, VOA Washington.
Voice of America.